here, come here. She loves getting rolled over and loves having her belly brushed. My name is Barbara Cadman and I live in Wodonga. My dog is a Pekingese dog with very long hair, very fine hair, and she needs a lot of attention with brushing, and because of my arthritis and everything in my hands, I now can't do that for her. Really, they're not a really good dog for an elderly person, but you don't think about that when you get them when you're younger and you're fitter. And of course, a pet is a pet, and you're not going to just throw it away because you can't, you know, do its hair anymore.
I'm Kat Bennett and I coordinated the Paw Pals pilot program. A couple of years ago in our Ageing Well strategy, we consulted with our older adults, and an issue that came through with them was a lot of them had companion animals that were like family members, but they were worried they weren't able to take care of them as well as they used to be able to, so they needed a bit of assistance with that. And some of them were even not going into respite care or not having short hospital stays because they were worried about their animal. Mm-hmm. So we saw that it was a big barrier towards some people's health and even their quality of life. They were really concerned about their animal. So we designed Paw Pals to see if we could counteract those things and get some volunteers involved. So all the volunteers have a love of animals, maybe are in rental places or just can't have animals at this time. So they wanted to have some sort of way where they can interact with animals, because we've seen there's a big growing body of evidence now that interacting with animals has really great health benefits.
She sleeps on the bed on her own blanket with me. You know, she taps me on the shoulder in the morning to go out. She loves going in the car with me. And I cook all her meals. She has no meals from tins or anything like that. I cook all her meals, favourite meals.
There's one particular family who the girl, she wanted a dog, but her parents were thinking maybe she doesn't understand the responsibility yet of owning an animal. So they got involved with this program to understand what the responsibility is, and they've now become foster carers.
And so they've taken on someone else's pet?
Yeah, so they were working with another one of the people involved in Paw Pals, and she's actually just gone into to the Grange now, so they're looking after her animal while she's away.
And I'll bet she feels so much better knowing that her pet's in good hands.
Yeah, it is a concern for people that I think they might be concerned about going into care because they're so worried about their animals. So that's it's a big stressor for people.
So how many people were involved in the pilot program?
So we only had 10 clients involved in the pilot program. That was just because that was what the funding specified, and we had about 30 volunteers.
And you've just been refunded. What's
yes.
that going to mean for the program?
Yeah, so we've just been refunded under the Healthy Ageing Demonstration Project funding with Department of Health, and that will involve a couple of other things as well, but the main thing being the Paw Pals. So that would mean the program now can be rolled out to more than 10 people, so anyone who's HAC eligible, so anyone who's receiving home and community care services is eligible to be in the program.
The pet at home, you know you've got to get up in the morning. So it gives the elderly person something they've got to do. They've got to get up. They've got to get breakfast for themselves. They've got to get breakfast for their dog. There's something to get up for.
For the clients, I think it gives them peace of mind, and it makes them feel a lot more relieved that their animals are being cared for. So I think that makes them feel a lot happy and comfortable being at home, knowing that their animal's cared for. And also the animals obviously are having a great time, and they're just having lots of fun, going for lots of walks and getting brushed. And also for the volunteers, it's a great way for them to have interactions with animals when they might not be able to own them themselves. And it's great just bonding for the clients and the volunteers and the animals.
Crystal, where are you?
Where'd you go?